What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Niche.
Hey, love. It's your girl, Sheba.
And you are tuned into...
Make It Make Sense. Let's get it.
Let's go.
What's up, family? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in with your girl Sheba and Nisha today, of course. On Wednesdays is when we both drop in together. And we got one of those shows that everybody can relate to, okay? There is a reason why so many people don't like their jobs or don't like to go to their jobs. It doesn't matter what field they're in. But that's going to be the topic today. How's it going for you, Nish?
It's going. I'm happy to be here. Shout out to our listeners. We are 200 listens in, so we appreciate you guys for tuning in with us each and every week. And we love you, and keep coming in.
Yeah, seriously, we appreciate that very much. Coming from some chicks that this was not a goal. This was not a life goal. This is something we stumble on. So we're appreciative of you listening to us trying to make this make sense. On that note, 10 reasons why people don't want to go to work. Now listen, I had my own list, and then we both kind of just said later, you know what, let's do people in general, so you're not just on here expressing yourself. Okay, so we're going to talk for everybody today. First thing on my list is, look, people. Now, I was just talking to Nisha about this yesterday. She don't like people.
I don't.
And she is not by herself. First for me is people don't want to go because they don't like their coworkers, because they don't like their bosses, because they don't like, you know, the people that they're around for whatever reason. And I can tell you just from a personal standpoint, I am such a loner. I am an extrovert / introvert. I have to have both. But it is becoming like more and more difficult for me to like being around people all the time, because people are rude today. People are inconsiderate, and I could just go on down the list. It's just these are the times that we're living in, man. So that's first on my list. What do you think, Mom?
First on my list is they ain't getting paid enough. Like, they work super hard. They are like the first POC or first point of contact for these angry, unhappy people, and they get minimum wage. So they're not inspired, like, period. That's it.
Well, on that note, just not... Even if you're not on the front line, like even if you're not that type of frontline employee or getting paid minimum wage, you may be getting a decent amount of pay, but you still don't feel like you're getting paid for what you're dealing with,
right,
on a day-to-day basis, or your responsibilities. Because even just what people expect for you to get done every day, you know, they want you to be perfect. They want you to do this right, that right, have this on time, meet this deadline, you know, but you don't want to pay me that extra money though. That's the thing. Like, you ain't really to drop them dollars, those extra dollars, or I got to come to you and try to, you know, pitch why I'm deserving, you know, to kind of get these extra funds. But anyway, yes. So I would definitely agree with that. Number two for me, and this was one of my personal things. I'm low key lazy. That's my truth. If I had the opportunity to not work but a little bit, I would take, if somebody said, girl, you just want to work a few hours? Yep. I'm low key lazy. I'm one of those, And I don't think people would know that for real, because when I go to work, I work. Like, I'm not the fun person at work. Like, you would know me. Like, we couldn't sit together and be friends because I'm shushing you when you want to talk. Like, I was, you know, I'm that type. I've had people I work with like, you are not the same Sheba, but I'm not supposed to be. You know, you go there to get paid to work. Now, that's something that I agree with. I get paid to do a job. Let me do that job because, you know, if you are the owner, if it is your business and I'm taking my money and I'm paying you to do something, I expect you to do that to the best of your ability. So I've been taught to work while I'm at work. I don't do anything other than that. But if I had my choice, you guys, I swear to goodness, I would be home kicking it like and having a blast doing nothing. What's your agenda for today? What agenda? What? Nothing. Not a thing, but looking at my boys walking around here stinking and figuring out what they're going to eat for the day. And I would be just good with, I would be just fine with just having that responsibility. But let me say this too, though. This is the craziness in me, because if I'm unproductive for a few days, I'm so uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do nothing, but if I ain't doing nothing for a certain amount of time, I got to do something.
Right.
So I guess ain't no making me feel good. Like, hey, what am I looking for? Like, there is no satisfying me, I don't guess. Because, you know, I want one thing, but I really don't want it. But yeah, low-key laziness for me. That's my number two, ma.
Okay, so my number two, probably leadership flaws. Like, where you work with a supervisor that really don't know nothing about the job. Like, I have had that. I have worked at jobs where I'm on a project and the supervisor I have has never even had this a call here. You know what I'm saying? So those types of things, or it's really unorganized, or the training is lacking. It's all of those things. So when you feel like you are working for a company that has not properly trained you to be successful, or giving you the tools to be successful, giving you a supervisor that is aware of what's going on and knows how to help you, giving you some adequate training and not throwing you out there to the wolves. Like, really? All of those things can affect whether or not a person wants to come to work. If I can come to work and I know that I'm confident in what I'm doing, I know that if I'm not, my supervisor got the answer, or whatever the case, that might be a little bit better. But when you are on the opposite of that and you just don't have good, they don't have good leadership, the company you work for, that kind of makes work harder, because now you have to figure out all of these things on your own. So yeah, leadership flaws for me.
Man, I so agree with that. And that is very common. That's very common, because I can count on one hand how many companies I went to that actually have it together. Like things are together. Like, things are organized. Like, the leadership know what they're doing. They can actually instruct you to do something. And then the leadership is on the same page. Like, there are some times where this person says this, this manager says this, and you go to somebody else and they're saying something totally different.
Right.
And it's like, what do I do? Like, you know, so if y'all are not on the same page, then how are you really leading the next person to do the right thing? Or is it just going to come back on me when I do wrong?
Pretty
you
much.
Know what I'm saying?
That's usually how it happens, though.
Right. Yeah. So, man, piggybacking off of that, off the leadership, it's just the company in general. Today, it is it's trendy for companies to say that they support social responsibility, that it's all about giving back, it's all about helping the communities and helping the planet. The three things, the people, planet, you know, you're helping. That's pretty much social responsibility. And that's just such a lie. That is such a lie. Now, I can say that I have been with a company that actually do what they say. Like, and I can say that. But everybody else, it sounds good. it's like writing a good mission statement, a good vision statement, to sound good on paper, to make your website look good, to make it sound good to your future employees. But are you really living that life? No, no. So for me, it's just the company too, because you want to feel important. Whoever you are, whatever your job title is, whatever you're doing, you want to feel like you matter. And I really believe, like, some companies have kind of just understood that in their business flourishes. Like, if you see, like, companies like Starbucks, Southwest, like, these are companies that are known for putting their workers first, you know, known for, like, actually taking their suggestions and implementing that. And that makes you want to come to work. And if you're in janitorial services, it makes you want to come to work and do your best. If you are behind the counter, it makes you want to come there and do that. And they have thrived, like Southwest thrived because they implemented their people like that. You know, Starbucks, every type of, you know, recording or, you know, type of case study that I saw with their owner, he was big on just treating people right. Because when you treat people right, they're going to in turn work for you. They're going to give you their best. You know, if they feel like they've been done right, they don't have to, you know, they feel like they're getting adequate pay. They feel like their voices are being heard. They feel like I'm more than just a number. Then of course they're going to give you, they're going to work a little bit harder for you. So yeah, for me, just the company that you work for and how they handle, you know, everybody, but specifically their employees.
Yeah, I agree with that 110,000%.
Yeah.
So that was that your number three, your piggyback off of me?
Yeah, because okay. See, you said leadership, shame, let's not get on this shame boat, no, for real, because you were like leadership, and I was just like, you know, look, company. You said leadership, I said company, it's the same, but it's different, yeah.
Okay, so my number four is going to be, it's just not your calling, it's just not what you want to be doing. So every day you go there and you're thinking about how you're trying to stack this money up to do something else, because you know that you don't really want to be there. And I think that a lot of people go through that. Like, when you know that this job that you are on is not the end all be all, but it's all you got right now. So you kind of just trying to make it through to make it through. But you just feel so uninspired. Like, you just go there, you do your job, you do the best you can do, but you still feel like you are just, it just ain't, that ain't the move. So yeah, that's what my number four is gonna be. It's just not your calling, you're just not happy.
Yeah, I agree with that fully. And I think that may be one of the most popular ones, to be honest. That may just be one of the most popular ones. But next for me is just going to be going to work and doing the same thing over and over. Their monogamous work, it's just everything is redundant. Like, it's just everything is robotic. There's no room for creativity. There's no room for me to really grow, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But not even that. It's just doing the same thing every day gets old.
Yeah.
It gets old really, really quick. And there's a lot of people doing the same thing every day, you know, and that also kind of goes in with what you said too, like, you know, not doing what you want to do, but you just doing what you got to do, you know, what you got to do to get that check, you know, every day. So yeah, that's definitely on my thing. Like, just doing the same thing is old. It really does get old.
So my next one is, you just don't believe in the vision of the company you work for. Like, have you ever worked for a company and their policy, you were just like, ooh, no. Mm-hmm. But you work there, so you have to abide by these policies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have been on some jobs as well, and I have dealt with a lot of different people and from a lot of different situations. And just watching how companies will treat these people was just crazy. But it's just mm-hmm. like you kind of have to do. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, you're paid right. to do this job. You have to do it. But ethically, you just don't. It's just not something that is in line with what you believe in personally. Mm-hmm. So it kind of yeah. makes you feel conflicted every day when you go to work. Because it's like, mm-hmm. I have to go in here. I have to do this stuff that I know that I don't want to do or is not right in my opinion. You know, mm-hmm. and it makes work just suck.
Right. And especially if you... I have definitely been conflicted like that, and it was very difficult for me to work because there are a lot of unethical companies out here. With the job that I work today, I'm fortunate to actually get to work with a lot of different clients and just kind of see their business model and what they do behind the scenes. And I don't agree with it. Like, you know, because you do have to lie. Sometimes you just have to lie.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you work for the company, and you're an advocate for the company. You know, it's that simple. Exactly. But at the end of the day, we're consumers too. Like, we're customers for somebody. Right. And I would hate to be on that other end with you just telling me something that sounds good to get me to just fall in line when this is really not right. Like, so if I don't read this fine print for real, you're going to get me. If I don't do, yep. you know, this is that and the other, like there are really a lot of unethical, you know, companies that people work for, and they have to just fall in line with that. And so if you have any kind of right and wrong in you or any kind of moral standard, that can be extremely difficult, you know, especially if you see where money is involved, if you see where stuff like that, because I have worked for a company and actually I didn't leave the company, but I left the department that I was in because I was just lying on a daily basis. Like it was people coming in like, why am I paying this? And what is this for? And what is this for? And the crazy thing is, I didn't even understand it. Like as a worker, like we did not understand what these charges were for. They were just bogus fees, you know, and the reason I feel like they were just unnecessary is because we could drop them for no reason. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so many people complain about it and it's like, okay, we're going to just drop that or we won't do that anymore. But what is it for? It's like, anyway. Yeah, so unethical companies is real. It happens every day. So yeah, I agree with that fully. Next thing on my list is going to be, I'm going to kind of go away from just the typical topic and just go into I have to work when I get off work. That's the reason I don't want to go to work. Listen, I go to work from 8 to 5 or 9 to 6, whatever your hours are, and you work in that job and you're ready to get off work. But when I get off work, there's other work to be done. And I know this is I know this is something that a lot of people go through, whether you have, you know, marriage, kids, family, whether you got another second job, whether you are running a business, this could be a lot of different things, but you're not really off work. It's like, I'm still working throughout the day and it doesn't end, you know. Hopefully what you're doing when you get off of that job, you like it a little bit better than that 9 to 5, but that's one for me. Like, I feel like I'm always working. Like there's no end time for me. So yeah, that's my next one on the list, Mom.
I agree with that. My next one is going to be scheduling. A lot of times, jobs just don't care. Like, What they fail to realize a lot of times is that outside of this 8-to-5 that I'm working, I also have a life. I have kids. I have, you know, other engagements. For example, like I'm working this schedule and my kid may get sick. You know, I have right. to take my kid to the doctor or whatever the case. And these companies are just like, you know, hey, if you go, we replace you, period. And they do mm-hmm. with the quickness. So it's like scheduling, man, it's just not realistic. I hate when jobs say, you know, you're expected to miss one day out of the year. That's 365 days. Okay, like I have 4 kids. Out of those 365 days, you can bet I'm gonna miss more than one, period. And I'm not gonna, you know, from a business standpoint, I do understand it. You know what I'm saying? However, I feel like there needs to be some other ways to do that, because most of the people that work for these companies are parents or have parents that are older and sick, and you're taking care of them. Or what about parents that have sick kids? You know, there are things that we have to do as well. We can't give our lives to these petty jobs and then be expected to uphold all these standards. Like, what about us though? Like, we work for you, but do you really care about us? So scheduling. Yeah.
I agree with that completely. Just not considerate. And do they really care though? The crazy thing is, like, they probably really don't care. No. You know, it's just it's is business as usual, unfortunately. But you know, there are a small number of companies out there that do try to work with you, or, you know, try their best to do that. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, that's just what it is. But yeah, so next in line for me is gonna be, I don't feel like I'm making a difference where I'm at. For me, that is extremely important, and you know, which is, you know, why, yeah, I just don't feel like I'm making a difference. Like, I feel like my goal in life is to, well, I told you my goal, I've always told you this, like, I feel like I need to, my goal is to help people, as many people that I can that don't have my last name or they're not in my immediate circle. And so that's a, you know, I want to help as many as I can that I don't know. And I can't do that just working the job that I work. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why it's unfulfilling for me. That's why it is unfulfilling for me, because I'm not touching lives specifically. So that was the next thing for me. It's super simple. You know, where I'm working today by far is the best company overall that I've ever worked for, because they really do care. They are in line with the social responsibility. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. Like, they are, they do. I don't feel like a number. That is something that everyone that works for the company that I work for, it says, like, that is a reason to kind of keep you going. Although the jobs all the time is not easy, because it can be very demanding, but that is a reason to kind of stay, because they do believe, but I'm still not able to make the difference that I feel like I should be making or living in my purpose. So that's a struggle that I deal with.
So the next one for me is change. People just don't like change sometimes. And a lot of times jobs change constantly. By the time right. you have learned and adapted to a policy, it has changed. You know, the project you're on, that might go away and you're somewhere else. Your supervisor might change. You know, so things just constantly change when you're working at certain companies. And that can be frustrating for some people, especially people that are not, fast learners. You know, it took you a while to learn this new process, and now you got something else to learn. I think that can be frustrating. That can be something that keeps people like, I don't want to do it today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So change. A lot of people are used to or prefer that they have a set schedule or a set routine or a set, you know, program that they're supposed to use, and that's that, period. So yeah, I think that change is a big one.
Man, for me, next thing is, I know something everybody can relate to, is just not having enough rest, not getting enough sleep, man. Man, we just talked about this last night too. It was just like, it's amazing how just rest can, and sleep can clear up a lot of things, you know, that are happening with your body that you didn't know. That the simple cure is just to rest your body. Right. You know, because I can say with the whole pandemic and the whole COVID-19, things have definitely slowed down. The hustle and bustle is not the way that it once was. And, you know, there's some pros and cons that come with that as well. But I still am not getting a full 8 hours of sleep. And I feel with age, I should be getting more than that. I feel like I need to be like sleeping. Like, I just like, it's time to just kind of be sleeping. But I, you know, my sleep ranges from like 4 to 5, you know, if I get 6 hours, that's really good. That is extremely good for me. But at the same time, I know I need to do better. What? It's just something got to give. But what gives? It's like, what do you take out of your life that you feel is important to get this extra hour or two? All right. Sleep every day. So yeah, that's another reason why I don't want to go, because I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I ain't got no rest. But that don't change nothing, because that's been like, you know, I think everybody's tired. I think a lot of us don't have. I mean, that's something we all deal with.
It's like you said, we got 100 jobs, so it's like, when is there time for this extra rest? Yeah. So my next one is gonna be commuting. I hate driving. I don't know if I ever said that, but I hate driving. So if I had to get up and drive to work every day, I would just fall out. Because first of all, I'm driving my kids to two places already. I'm dropping some at elementary school, some at daycare, and then I got to go to work, and then I got to pick all of them up. And then that is just too much. Like, I admire people that do driving jobs. Like, Uber or like truck drivers, because I could not dare do that. Like, I hate driving so much, y'all. I really do. And I'm from Miami, so the drivers down there, I think we have the worst drivers in the world.
Y'all do have horrible drivers. You really do. I was down there last year, I was like, what is going on? Everybody's speeding, for one. Yeah. Everybody's speeding. On these construction roads, these tight roads, and carelessly driving. I ain't finna shame you. I ain't finna shame your state. But yeah, I was in Miami. Like, what? Let me get out of here. Like, what? Right. When is my next exit to get on 20? Let me get on 40.
The commuting, man. The drivers are, oh Lord, they're horrible. And then road rage too. I do have slight road rage sometimes. When I'm pressed for time, like, I really have to do something, and it's just people ain't doing what I need them to do. Yeah, commuting, y'all. That's one reason why I think people would not want to go to work.
Right. Well, this is it for me. This last one here, which is kind of stemming from the commuting, but it's the expenses that go along with it, which is the commuting, the gas money, the extra money that you're spending for that, if you're going out to eat, if you have to feed yourself, if you're, you know, all of the additional expenses that go with traveling to and from work. And so if you have to pay for uniforms, that may be something that you have to do. Or if it's not uniforms and you're in corporate and you need clothing. You know, I can just, you know, we can go on and on with the list of expenses that may come along with just going in an office and just working. You're trying to look professional. You're trying to look presentable. Plus you are paying for gas that one week is $1.05 and the next week is $2.90.
Yes.
You know, it's just, you know, you never know. It's just kind of up in the air. But, you know, I don't know. I guess that has changed for some people, or the people that have the privilege to work from home. You know, they ain't got to really worry about that too much. You know, with the money that you save working from home is crazy. Yeah. You don't really think about it. If you do work from home, you don't think about it because you kind of take it for granted.
Right.
But that money that you don't have to spend to go anywhere, to drive anywhere, to, yeah, it's such a big savings. Yeah, it is. So yeah, that was last for me, Mom. Just expenses that come along with it.
The last one for me is gonna be unnecessary meetings. Like, you haven't been pulled into a meeting and you just like, you couldn't email me that. Like,
oh my god,
I have had so many of those where it's like the meeting is like, oh, how everybody doing? Like, you could have just emailed me this one thing that been changed. Like, don't call me off of what I'm doing to sit here for an hour and just hear you say something that you could have typed in an email that would have been shorter. Like, that is just annoying. So yeah, just
I agree with you. I think sometimes meetings are just to fill in a slot for the day. Like, oh, let's have a meeting because I need to, you know, I'm just like, sometimes it's just like you said, it's just unnecessary. Like, it's something that you can, I've been in meetings where it's done in like truly 10 minutes, but we got it scheduled for a half hour. You know what I'm saying? So what are we doing for the other 20 minutes? Like, what was really, we could have had, I don't know. I agree with you completely. I think it's just more of a protocol thing for a lot of these meetings. It's, you know, but yeah, unnecessary meetings. I know. Yeah.
So that's all. So
have we completed the list, man? We went through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you guys. I hope we kind of touched on some topics that you guys can relate to. And if you are one of those people that love going to work, I'm sorry. This show was not for you. It is some people out there that love their job, that love what they do. And honestly, I think we're all trying to get to that point. You know, the whole point or the whole goal is to enjoy what you're doing where it's not work. I think we all would love to get to that point. So it was no offense to anybody that actually go to work every day and they love their job. I'm semi hating on you in the background if that is you. But I can say that when I get off work, I do get to enjoy some things that I enjoy doing completely. Where it's not work. So I can understand that as well. But we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you guys again for taking the time out of your day. Anything else you want to say before we cut it out? All right, cool. So she shook her head at me. Okay, y'all didn't hear, but she was like, no, I'm good. So listen, you guys, say a kind word, leave a door open, give somebody a compliment, just be kind. It doesn't cost you a dime to do that. If you can be a blessing to somebody outside of your family and yourself, make sure that you do that as well. And until the next time, you guys, we appreciate you and we love you. Out.